We shall continue to study the book of Isaiah.
我们要继续查考以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
请翻开以赛亚书。
Chapter 43.
第四十三章。
This evening we would like to study from 43, if possible, to 49.
今晚我们希望能从四十三章看到第四十九章。
This morning we discuss verse 7.
今天早上我们查看第七节。
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7.
以赛亚书第四十三章第七节。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made, the utmost purpose of God's creation is for His glory.
神创造最终的目的就是为了他的荣耀。
If we cannot glorify His name, then we are owing Him a debt which we have to pay.
如果我们没有办法荣耀主的名，我们就亏欠他。
The book of Romans says we all sin come short of the glory of God.
罗马书告诉我们，我们的罪就减灭了神的荣耀。
If we can glorify the name of God, then our life reaches to the purpose of God's creation.
如果我们能够荣耀主的名，那我们的生命就达成主创造的目的。
And in the eyes of God, our life is very valuable.
那在神的眼中，我们的生命就有价值。
So you see, a spiritual person, the value system, value standard is quite different from the people in the world.
我们就可以看到一个属灵的人，他的价值观与属世的人不同。
So we have to decide whether to let other people judge us to be valuable or.To be valuable in the eyes of God.
所以我们要决定是要在人眼中成为有价值的人，还是在神的眼中成为有价值的人。
So-called a person get lost always is the one who pursue the value in the world.
迷失的人总是那追求属世享乐的人。
If you are pursuing the glory of God, you will never get lost.
如果你追求神的荣耀，你就永不会迷失。
And the same, one of the verse very similar to this verse is 21.
第二十一节与第七节非常相似。
Verse that's referred to verse 21.
请看第二十一节。
The people I formed for myself, and they may proclaim.My praise.
第二十一节，这百姓是我为自己所造的，好述说我的美德。
In another interpretation, the people I created in order to proclaim my virtue.
另外一种说法就是，我所创造的人是为了要讲述我的美德。
This is a very meaningful translation.
这是非常有意义的一个翻译。
God is invisible.
神是看不见的。
And how do we know God is so wonderful?
那我们怎么知道神如此美好？
God's wonderful virtue will be revealed through His chosen people.
神的美德会从他的选民当中展现出来。
And that is the way we glorify the name of God.
我们也就是以这种方式来荣耀神的名。
So in our daily life, it is the best way we can manifest the virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在每日的生活当中，就是我们最好我们能够荣耀神明的时候。
And we go through some kind of spiritual transformation, so that our life can really reveal the virtue of the Lord and to glorify Him.
我们要经过属灵上的改变，我们的生活才能够真正荣耀神。
Just like a branch, attached to the trunk, and the branch was able to bear the fruit.
就好像一个枝子连在主干上，而能够结果。
So the Lord Jesus Christ said, "I am the true vine, and you are the branch."
所以主耶稣说，我是真葡萄树，你是枝子。
Whoever in me, I will be in him.
在我当中的，我就在他当中。
And he will bear more fruit.
就会多结果实。
So this is the main point, how to proclaim the virtue of the law.
所以这就是要如何述说主美德的重点。
And chapter 43, from 14 to 28.
还有请看第43章从14节看到
28。
28节
It's a redemption and restoration of Israel.
这就是描述对以色列的救赎以及复兴。
And verse 14 to 21 is talking about God will do a new thing.
从14节到21节是讲神会做一件新的事情。
To redeem his chosen people.
就是要救赎他的选民。
As what we mentioned previously, even though God shown judgment, show no mercy to their wrongdoing. But after God punished them, and God had mercy to them again.
我们之前已经提过，虽然神已给他们定罪，有了审判，但是神又展现了他的慈悲，再次拯救他们。
So God is going to redeem his chosen people.
所以神要救赎他的选民。
And verse 22 to 28, the offense of Israel and the gracious forgiveness of God.
再来第二十二节到二十八节所讲述的是以色列所犯的罪以及神充满恩典的宽恕。
According to Psalm chapter 103,
根据诗篇第一零三篇
God never deal with the sin we have committed.
神从来不定我们所犯过的罪。
If God deal our sin,whatever sin we have committed,
如果神定了我们之前所犯过的罪,
then woe to us.
那我们就有祸了。
Let's see Psalm chapter 103.
请看诗篇第一零三篇。
Psalm 103, verse 8 and 9 and 10.
诗篇第一零三篇第九节跟第十节，八到十节。
Psalm chapter 103, verse 8.
诗篇第一零三篇第八节。
From the everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. And, okay, sorry.Verse 8. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, and slow to anger, abounding in love. Verse 9.
第九节。
He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. Verse 10.
第十节。
He does not treat us as our sin deserves.Or repay us according to our iniquities. Verse 11. For as high as the heaven are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. These few verses try to reassure us that the love of God is so abundant that he is not going to deal the sin we have committed to him.
这几节经节再次与我们确立，神的恩典极其大，他不会按我们的罪过待我们。
So we come back to Isaiah chapter 43.
所以我们再翻回以赛亚书第四十三章。
The last few verses talk about God's gracious forgiveness to the offense of the Israel.
最后几节是神对以色列所犯的罪所展现出来的恩典。
And verse 25 is a very important verse.
第二十五节是非常重要的一个经节。
Chapter 43, verse 25.
第四十三章第二十五节。
I am who blot out your transgression for my own sake, and remember your sin no more. Why did God remove our sin?
神为什么要涂抹我们的过犯？
The only reason is for his own sake.
唯一的原因就是为了他自己的缘故。
It seems very difficult to understand why God removed our sin for his name's sake.
这有点难以理解，为什么神要为了他自己的缘故涂抹我们的过犯。
If we read more verses from the Bible, it may have a more clear picture.
如果我们再多读几节经节，我们或许就会比较了解。
Let's see chapter 48.Chapter 48, verse 9. For my own name's sake, I delay my wrath. For the sake of my praise, I hold it back from you. So as not to cut you off. So eventually, for the sake of God's name, it means for the sake of His glory.
为了他的名的意思就是为了他的荣耀。
So Psalm chapter 23 talk about, for the sake of his name, he did us walk in the righteous path.
所以诗篇第二十三篇告诉我们，为了他的名，他带我们走义路。
So eventually, whatever God is doing for the sake of his glory.
所以不论神成就的是什么，都是为了他的荣耀。
So if we pray to God based on the glory of God,Then it's easier to be answered by God.
所以，如果我们在祷告当中是以神的荣耀向他祷告，就比较容易蒙他聆听。
Just like Moses prayed for the forgiveness of the Israelites.
就像摩西为以色列的赦免而祷告。
Eventually, all the reason he prayed for is based on God's glory and God's faithfulness.
最后，他所有的祷告都是按着神的荣耀而祈求的。
It's just like if you're working in a company.
就好像你在一个公司工作。
If you ask something from the boss,
如果你向你的老板要求一些事情
I do this, I do that, because for the benefit of the company.
我做这些事情都是为了公司的好益处
And then, maybe the boss is going to what? Save your job.
所以这个老板可能就会让你保留你的工作
Really, there's a brother always told me a testimony.
有个弟兄总是告诉我一个见证
He said one day, The CEO of his company, just randomly walked into his office.
他说他公司的总裁有一天就突然走进他的办公室。
And it was a good opportunity for him, to tell the boss, all the work he has done for the company.
这给了他一个很好的机会，让他可以向他的老板诉说他为公司做了什么事。
And he even showed a printed data to prove his claim.
他甚至把他印列出来，把他所做的事印列出来，向老板证明。
And his company has been laying off a lot of people.
他这间公司已经裁了许多人员。
But his boss assured him, your job is secure.
但他的老板向他确立，你的工作是有保障。
Because you have been doing so many things for the benefit of the company.
因为你为公司的益处做了如此多的事。
So God wants us to do everything for the sake of His name.
所以神要我们所有行的事都是为了他的名。
And He has been doing everything for the sake of His own glory.
他自己所成就的事也是为了他的荣耀。
So we have to understand this important point.
所以我们要了解这个非常重要的意义。
Now let's come back to 44.
请再看回以赛亚书第四十四章。第四十四节。四十四章。
Chapter 44.
第四十四章。
Chapter 44 mentioned about God's blessing on Israel.
第四十四章讲述的是神赐福以色列。
And when God talked about his blessing, from verse 1 to verse 4, first mentioned about God's promise, to pour down the Spirit to them.
当神讲到他所赐的福，从第一节到第四节，他首先讲述他应许赐福以色列，将他的灵浇灌而下。
So we know how important it is to receive the Spirit of God, in order to receive His blessing.
所以我们知道，得到神的灵才可以得到他所赐的福。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
圣灵是神的灵。
And Holy Spirit is God Himself.
圣灵就是神本身。
So when a person being filled by the Holy Spirit means God abides in this person.
所以当一个人被圣灵充满，就表示神在这人心中。
And God is the source of all different kind of blessing.
因为而神是所有 福气的来源。
So if God abides in this person, then God's blessing is going to follow this person forever.
所以如果神与这个人同在，神的福气就会永远与这个人同在。
So Psalm chapter 23 says, He anointed me with oil.
所以诗篇第二十三篇说，他以油膏了我。
And my cup will overflow.
那我的杯会满溢。
What the oil typify?
这油指的是什么呢
？The oil typifies Holy Spirit.
油指的就是圣灵。
What does cup represent?
福杯指的是什么呢
？The cup represents everybody of us.
福杯指的就是我们所有的人。
If we are filled by the Holy Spirit,
如果我们被圣灵充满
，the blessing of God will follow us.
神的福气就会跟随我们。
And when you continue to pray,
当我们继续祷告
，the blessing will overflow.
福气就会满溢。
Just like you pour the water into a cup.
就好像我们把水倒入一个杯子当中
And you continue to pour, the water will overflow.
如果我们继续不停地倒、水就会流出来
and to the table and to the ground.
就会流到桌子上流到地上
So if we continue to pray, the blessing of God will reach to our family and will reach to the whole church.
所以如果我们可以不住祷告神的福气就会临到我们的家人以及整间教会
So if one family has one person really been filled by the Holy Spirit and there will be a lot of blessing in this family.
所以如果一个家庭当中有一个人真的被圣灵充满神的福气就会临到这个家
There was a sister in Hawaii one day told me
在夏威夷有一个姐妹有天告诉了我一件事
When I was young, I did not pray and but I received a lot of blessing
她说我小的时候并没有祷告但是我得到很多的祝福
It's so amazing, you don't have to pray, you can receive blessing from God
这是非常奇妙的你不需要祷告却可以得到神赐福
Because her mother was a person of prayer
因为他妈妈是一个非常致力于祷告的人。
And through the mother's prayer, all the children experience a lot of blessing.
而透过这母亲的祷告，所有的儿女都得神赐福。
And later on, her mother passed away.
之后，她母亲过世了。
And she said, "Now I have to pray."
她说：“现在开始，我自己要祷告了。”
And in the church, it's the same.
在教会当中也是一样。
If you can find few people pray very hard in the church,
如果你可以找到教会当中有几个人非常努力祷告
，the blessing of God is going to overflow the church.
神的福气就会在这教会当中满溢。
So sometimes you see a church, almost every people are so ordinary, no one is so special.Or outstanding in the worldly standard.
有时候我们看一个教会，每一个人都很中庸，每一个人都不怎么杰出。
But you see, the church continue to be blessed by God.
但是你看这间教会却有神不断赐予的福气。
Because some of the people like to pray.
因为有教会当中有些信徒喜欢祷告。
But on the other hand, you can see some of the church, there are a lot of capable person, very outstanding in the worldly standard.
另一方面看来，我们或许看到一些教会有非常杰出的人才，以属世的观念看来，他们是非常杰出的。
But the Holy Word just stopped, cannot move.
但是圣工却停留，没有办法向前
进。Looking to the church, not many people want to pray.
那你仔细观察这些教会当中，并没有许多喜爱祷告的人。
So being filled by the Holy Spirit is the beginning of receiving God's blessing.
所以被圣灵充满是得神赐福的源头。
Now we see chapter 44, verse 3.
请看第四十四章第三节。
For I will pour water on a thirsty land and stream on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendant. The first sentence talk about pour the water. The second sentence talk about pour my blessing. So actually this is related to each other.
第一句话讲的是以水浇灌，第二句话是以福浇灌，所以这两句话其实是相连的。
And verse 4.
第四节。
And they will spring up like a grass in the meadow, and like a pollard trees by the flowing stream. So this person will be like a tree planted beside the stream, beside the river.
所以这个人就会像溪旁的柳树。
And that water is Holy Spirit.
而这水就是圣灵。
So when we see so many youths praying so hard, we are really very thankful to the Lord.
所以我们看到许多青年这么致力迫切的祷告，我们真的很感谢神。
Your parents maybe one day leave you.
有一天或许你的父母会离开你
But God will be with you forever
但神会与你同在
Do you know how to pray How to be filled by the Holy Spirit
如果我们知道怎么样祷告怎么被圣灵充满
And the blessing of God will follow you forever
神的福就会永远与你同在
So chapter 44 God's blessing on Israel The first point he talked about is Pouring down his spirit
所以第44章讲述神赐福以色列第一个所提到的就是神浇灌他的灵
So this is one of the very important blessings God gives to True Jesus Church
所以神的灵是神给真教会非常重要的一个福气
Almost everybody receives the Holy Spirit
几乎每个人都会得到圣灵
If you have been visiting so many different churches
如果你去参观过各个不同的教会
None of the churches can be comparable to True Jesus Church
没有一间教会可以跟真耶稣教会做
比较 We are the most blessed people in the world
我们有这世界上最充满福气的人
Because the Spirit of GodDescend on us, fill upon us.
因为神的灵降到我们身上，充满我们的心。
好 ，And chapter 44, verse 6 to 8.
再看第四十四章第六节到第八节。
It's talk about the uniqueness of the God we have been worshiping.
是讲述我们敬拜的神的独一性。
好 ，And chapter 44, verse 6, the God we worship is a King, is a Redeemer, and is the Lord of hosts.
第四十四章第六节讲，我们所敬拜的神是君王、救赎主、万军之耶和华。
Verse six，
第六节。
This is what the Lord says: Israel, King of the Redeemer, the Lord Almighty, I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. This is a very important proclamation. Apart from me, there is no God.
这是一句非常重要的宣告除我以外再没有真神
God is the only one God
神是唯一的神
So start from verse 30, chapter 40 onwards This is the main topic being repeatedly mentioned about in these few chapters
所以这个重点是从第四十章开始一直不断重复的
God is the only one God
神是唯一的真神
And verse 7
请看第七节
Who then is like meLet him proclaim it. Let him declare and lay out before me what has happened since I established my ancient people and what yet to come. Yes, let him foretell what will come. So God confront those idols.
所以神向这些偶像质问
to see whether they can foretell the future.
要看他们能不能够预言未来
So,I know a lot of you are worrying about your future, right?
我知道你们有许多人都为自己的未来担心。
But God already know your future.
但神已经知道你的未来。
How long are you going to live?
你将会活多久
？Where are you going to live?
你会住在哪里
？God know it.
神都知道。
We don't know it.
我们不知道。
But our God is a very wise God.
我们的神是充满智慧的神。
He deserves our worship.
他值得我们去敬佩他。
And verse 8.
第八节。
God is a rock.
神是磐石。
All who make idol are nothing. And the things they treasure are worthless. And those who would speak up for them are blind. And they are ignorant to their own shame. Let's read verse 9. Verse 8, huh?
第八节
Do not tremble, do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witness, and this is, is there any God beside me? No, there is no rock, I know not one. God is a rock.
神是我们的磐石
So he can be your reliance.
所以我们可以依靠他
And he is trustworthy.
他是值得信赖的。
So this topic repeatedly been mentioned in these few chapters.
在这几章当中，这个主题都一直不断的被重新提起。
And from verse 9 to verse 20.
再来从第九节到第二十节。
It's talk about the idolatry is foolishness.
这提到偶像崇拜是愚昧的。
We don't want to repeat it.
我们不需要再重复。
The essence of the idol actually is a piece of wood.
偶像的本质只是一块木头。
So nothing more than that.
除了木头以外，他什么都不是。
And why people worship idol as God?
可是人们为什么要崇拜偶像呢？
That is the work of Satan.
这是撒旦所做的工。
So the idol has certain kind of power.
所以偶像会有某些程度上的能力。
And that is the reason when a true seeker want to remove the idol, usually we advise the true seeker to ask a minister from the church to do it.
这就是为什么如果有新信徒想要把他们的偶像除掉的话，我们会指示他们请传道人员去帮忙。
Because without the protection of God, if you remove the idol, the Satan is to come back and attack you.
因为如果没有神的保护，如果你来消灭这个偶像，没有神的保护的话，撒旦就会来攻击你。
And we have the Holy Spirit, we have the abundance of God, so when we remove the idol, we fear nothing.
那我们有圣灵，有神的同在，所以当我们要消灭这偶像的话，我们也不会惧怕。
There was a true seeker, in his living room, there was an idol.
有个慕道朋友，他在他家的客厅当中挂了一个偶像。
And after the minister went to visit the family and pray, and the true seeker received Holy Spirit.
当传道人员去拜访他们，与他们一同祷告，这位慕道者就得了圣灵。
After the minister left.
之后，这个传道离开了。
And the true seeker looked at the idol, said, "You are nothing. I take it out."
所以这个。慕道者就看着他这个偶像说：“你什么都不是，我要把你丢弃。”
And threw it in the garbage can.
就把它丢到垃圾桶当中。
That evening, that idol keep on crying.
那个晚上，这个偶像就不住的哭泣。
The whole evening, he was not able to sleep.
整个晚上，这位慕道者都没有办法入眠。
Very early in the morning, I called the minister.
一大清早就打电话给传道。
What can I do?
我要怎么办呢？
Actually, we are not afraid of idol.
事实上，我们并不害怕这些偶像。
Idol is nothing.
他们不算什么。
But only when God is with you, then idol is nothing. If God is not with you, idol is something. Do you know?
只有当神与我们同在，这偶像才是无用的。当神不与我们同在的话，他们就有能力。
Idol is something, not because a piece of wood, but because the evil spirit walking through that piece of wood.
偶像有能力，并不是因为这块木头，是因为邪恶的灵在它当中运行。
So this is chapter 44, verse 9.To verse 20.
这就是第四十四章第九到二十节中所讲述的。
And verse 21 to 28.
再看第二十一节到第二十八节。
The Lord is the Creator and Redeemer.
主是创造者与救赎者。
And verse 21 to 23, Israel is not forgotten.
二十一节到第二十三节写着以色列并没有被遗忘。
And this is a very beautiful verses.
这几句经节是非常美好的。
Even though they sin against God,
虽然他们向神犯罪
，and God punished them,
神惩罚了他们
，and God allowed them to be captured to other country,
神让他们被俘虏到别的国家。
When they were in captivity,
当他们在被俘虏的时候
，God still remembered them,
神仍然记得他们。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God is a God of compassion.
因为神是有怜悯的神。
So he remembered it.
所以他仍然纪念他的名。
And this is the God we worship.
这就是我们所敬拜的神。
Verse 22, chapter 44.
请看第四十四章第二十二节。
I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sin like the morning mist. Return to me.For I have redeemed you. So God continued to call the Israel, return to me.
所以神继续向以色列人发言，归向我。
Because I have redeemed you.
因为我救赎了你。
So the more we read the Bible, the more we can understand the heart of the Heavenly Father.
所以我们越多查考圣经，我们就越能了解天父的心。
He is a merciful God.
他是有慈爱怜悯的神。
Is it verse 21 to 23?
这是第二十一节到第二十三节所讲的。
24 to 28.
第二十四节到第二十八节。
Judah will be restored.
犹大会被重建。
Not only God forgive their sin, God also will restore them.
不止神会赦免他们的罪孽，神还会复兴他们。
And in order to restore the Israelite,
为了要复兴以色列人
God will had purposely prepare a person.
神会按照他的旨意预备一个人。
The person called Cyrus in chapter 44 verse 28.
这个人就是在四十四章第二十八节中所提到的古列。
Let's see chapter 44 verse 28.
请看四十四章第二十八节。
Who said of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and will accomplish all that I preached? And he will say to of Jerusalem, that it be rebuilt, and of the temple, that its foundation be laid. Cyrus allowed the Israelites return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple.
古列帮助以色列人回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
And according to the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, because the Spirit of God moved the king.
根据以斯拉及尼希米记，是因为神的灵感动了君王。
So when God start to work, even the king's mind will be changed.
如果神开始做工，连君王的心意都会被改变。
It's so important.
这是非常重要的。
So if you have problem,
如果你遇到困难
and you cannot resolve,
你没有办法自己解决。
The best way you pray to God and move the heart of God.
最好的方法就是向神祷告，感动神的心。
If God answer your prayer,
如果神答应了你的祷告
，God will work for you.
神就会为你做工。
And nothing is impossible.
在神凡事都能。
For a foreign ruler like a Cyrus and assist the Israelites in captivity to come back to Jerusalem is a miracle.
让一个外国的统治者来帮助以色列人逃离他们被俘虏的命运是一个神迹。
And this miracle happened because God wants to fulfill His purpose.
而这个神迹的发生是因为神要成就他的目的。
So God prepared him as his instrument.
所以神就预备了这个人成为他的用具。
And the instrument to help the Israelites.
这个用具是要帮助以色列人。
Okay. Chapter 45.
看第45章。
And this is continuation talk about God commissioned Cyrus as his instrument.
这里继续描述主委任古列成为他的用具。
So anybody in the world can become the instrument of God, even though they don't believe in God.
所以这世上的任何人都可以成为神的用具，就算他们不信神也是可以的。
There was a member in North Carolina.
在科罗拉州有一个信徒。
And she testified.
她做了一个见证。
Originally when she came to the United States.
她最开始来到美国的时候。
She was very doubtful whether there is God.
她非常怀疑神的存在。
And one day she prayed to God.
有一天她向神祷告。
Say the Lord, if you are really the God, please you arrange somebody to help me, to teach me how to drive.
神啊，如果你存在的，请安排一个人来教我怎么开车。
She was so simple-minded.
她是一个非常单纯的人。
You know what happened?
你知道
About 1 week later,
大概一个礼拜之后
a person approached her.
一个人就来找他。
Say, lady, do you want to learn the driving?
他说：“这位女士，你想要学开车吗？”
He said, yes.
他说：“是啊。”
I can help you.
那这个人就告诉他：“我可以帮你。”
And this sister, at that time she was not baptized. She said, I have no car.
这个姐妹在当时并没有受洗，她就跟这个人说：“我并没有车子。”
And that gentleman said, No, don't worry. I use my car to help you.
这位男士就跟他说：“不要担心，我会用我的车来帮你学会开车。”
So, this gentleman has been helping the sister.How to drive and get a license.
所以这位男士就帮助这位姐妹学会开车，考到驾照。
And after the sister get license, that man disappeared.
然后这个姐妹拿到驾照之后，这个男士就失去消息了。
Don't you think it's a miracle? Yes.
你不觉得这是一个神迹吗？
So when she prayed to God and God moved that man and come to help her.
所以她向神祷告，神就感动了这位男士来帮助她。
And later on, her husband come from China.
之后她的丈夫从中国来到美国。
Her husband just don't believe.
她的丈夫就是不信神。
But her husband is some kind of visa problem.
但是她的丈夫在签证方面出了一点问题。
He really want to stay together with his wife.
他真的很想跟他的太太一起生活。
But because of visa, he has to go.
那是因为签证的问题，他必须离开。
And the wife keep on telling him, you pray God will help you.
所以这位太太就不住地告诉他先生，你向神祷告，神就会帮助你。
He just could not believe.
他就是没有办法相信。
So he went to Buffalo, New York Buffalo, to apply for extension of visa.
所以他就去到纽约，水牛城去申请签证。
And was rejected.
但是他被驳回。
And he come back with a very disappointed mind.
所以他回来的时候，他感到非常的失望。
And then the wife say, "I tell you, you have to pray."
所以这位太太就再次跟他先生说：“我告诉过你了，你要祷告。”
And the husband had no way to go.Just okay, pray. Let's kneel down and pray.
那既然已经没有办法了，丈夫就只好跪下来祷告。
If there is really God, then that God help me, I'm going to believe.
他就说，如果真的有神，让神帮助我，那我就会信神。
You know what happened? The second time he went there, about the second week.
你知道发生了什么事吗？当他第二次去的时候，大概是两个礼拜。
While he was lying, waiting for the interview from the immigration officer.
当他正在排队等着被被访
面谈。He saw the one who interviewed him, was there.
他看到
last week interviewed him was there.
他看到上个礼拜跟他做面谈的人在那边。
So he was so scared that I would be rejected again because the same person.
他就想说，他心里就非常害怕，因为他觉得他又会被拒绝，因为是同一个人。
So、he keep on asking, "Oh, you go ahead." Those who are behind his line say, "You go ahead."
就他一直跟排在后面人说：“你先去，你先去。”
And that the officer look at him, how come you don't want to come? Come here.
所以这个访问的长官就跟他说：“你为什么不愿意过来？”
And he felt that it's hopeless.
他就觉得他自己没有希望了。
But the officer asked him, "Hey, you just came last week. How can you come again?"
所以这一位长官就问他说：“你上个礼拜才来，你为什么又来一次？”
While he was asking,
当他正在询问他的时候
，there was a person come in say telephone call.
就有一个人进来跟他说：“你有电话找你。”
So the officer went in.
所以这位军官就进去。
And after come back,
他回来之后
，the officer was so happy without asking a question and give him a stamp.
那这位办事人员就非常开心，根本就不问他问题，就给他盖章。
And he was standing there. The other people up behind him said, "Go, you already got it."
然后他还站在那里发呆，但是后面人就跟他说：“你可以走了，你已经得到了。”
If God want to help you, God can move everybody.
如果神要帮助你，神可以感动所有的人。
Not only the church member, even the non-believer can be used as an instrument of God.
不只是教会的信徒，甚至连不信者都可以成为神的工具。
And then he has a friend.
之后他有一个朋友。
Who has been looking for a job for a long time.
他已经找工作找了很久。
He told his friend his experience.
他就告诉他朋友他的经验。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
So let's pray now. Let friend pray with him.
所以这个朋友就与他一同祷告。
Second day or third day, the friend got a job.
两三天之后，这个朋友就找到工作。
Then after the friend went to work.
那这个朋友开始工作之后
，the friend thought, well, after you looking for a job for a long time, eventually you're going to get a job. So this is not because of God's help.
所以这个朋友那时就想说，当你找工作找了一段时间之后，你一定会找到工作，所以这跟神的帮助是无关的。
While he was thinking in this way, the second day the company laid him off.
当他这样想之后，第二天他就被裁了。
And he disappeared from our brothers.
他就不再与这个弟兄联络了。
After 6 months later,
六个月之后
，the brother encountered his friend in a special occasion.
这个弟兄在一个特别的场合遇到了他的朋友。
And that friend said, he was pondering whether to commit suicide.
那个朋友就说，我正在想我是不是要自杀。
Because he has been looking job for 6 months.
因为他找工作已经找了六个月了。
He was so frustrated.
他感觉到非常的挫折。
And his friend said, let's pray.
那好，这个朋友就说，那我们一起祷告。
And that friend said, okay, let's pray.
那他的朋友也说，好，我们一起祷告。
Pray for a few days.
然后他们一同祷告了几天之后，这个朋友就找到了工作。
So this is a living testimony.
所以这是一个活的见证。
God is Almighty God.
神是全能的。
If He want to help you,
如果他要帮助你
，God can move everyone to become the instrument to fulfill His will.
神可以感动所有的人成为他的工具，成就他的旨意。
So this is chapter 44.
这就是第四十四章的重点。
Now we come to chapter 45.
那我们继续看第四十五章。
The verse 1-7.
第一到七节。
God foretell the future and Cyrus is anointed one.
神讲预示未来，讲述古列是他高利的人。
And Cyrus was used as an instrument of God.
而他成为神的用具。
And verse 8 to verse 13.
在第八到第十三节。
It talks about the sovereign power of God.
是讲述神至高的主权。
God has authority.
神有权柄。
He can do whatever he wants to do.
他可以成就任何他想要成就的事。
And verse 9 says he is a potter.
第九节说他是窑匠。
And we are created by him.
我们是他创造的。
And we cannot argue with the potter. Why do you create me in this way?
我们不能与窑匠争论，问他你为什么这样创造我？
Why you create me so short or so fat and so tall, so skinny? No way.
你为什么把我创造的这么矮，这么胖，或是这么瘦？你不能这样子与窑匠辩论。
God has authority. To create according to his own will.
因为神有权柄可以按照他的旨意创造。
And God also has authority over the human history.
神同样也主宰着人类的历史。
Let's see verse 12 and verse 13.
请看第12与13节。
Chapter 45.
第45章12、13节。
And it is who made the earth and created mankind upon it. My own hand stretched out.The heaven, I marshal their starry host. Verse 13.
十三节
I will raise up Cyrus in my righteousness. I will make all his way straight, and I will rebuild my city and set my exile free, but not for a price or rewards, says the Lord Almighty. So God is talking about.His plan about the Israel in captivity.
神在这里讲述的是他对以色列被俘虏的民的计划。
And he fulfilled it later on.
那他之后会成就他的计划。
Because of his mercy.
这是因为他的恩典、怜悯。
This passage is talk about the sovereign power of God.
所以这几个经节讲的是神至高的主权。
And from verse 14 to 25,
从第14到第25节
is talking about the Lord is the only Savior.
是讲神是唯一的救主。
And 14 to 17,
14到第17节
the Lord is glorified in Israel's redemption.
神透过以色列的救赎而得荣耀。
Why God redeemed them?
神为什么要救赎以色列？
On the one hand, because of His mercy. On the other hand, for His own glory.
一方面是因为他的怜悯，另一方面是为了他的荣耀。
And there is a very interesting verse.
有一节经节是非常有意义的。
Chapter 45, verse 15.
第四十五章第十四节。十五节。
Truly, you are God who hides himself. O God, the Savior of Israel.
救主以色列的神啊，你实在是自隐的神。
The Bible says God is a God who hides himself.
圣经告诉我们神是自隐的神。
What does that mean, God hides himself?
神是自隐的神，这是什么意思呢？
Yeah, two important meanings.
这有两层面的意思。
First, when people commit sin,
第一点，当人犯了罪
，God does not want to see the person.
神不想要见到这个人。
God try to avoid the person.
神就想要回避这个人。
So God hide himself.
所以神就自己隐藏起来。
God is not going to show his countenance and shine upon the person.
神不会展现他荣华在这个人面前。
And the person cannot receive blessing from God.
这个人就没有办法得从神而来的祝福。
No matter how hard you pray.
所以不论你多么迫切的祷告。
God hide himself.
神会隐藏他自己。
So your prayer reach nowhere.
所以你的祷告没有办法达到神面前。
God don't want to listen.
因为神不想聆听。
This is the first meaning.
这是第一层面的意思。
The second meaning or the deeper meaning.
更深一层的意思呢。
When God hide himself.
就是当神隐藏他自己时
and his existence become a mystery because he hide himself
他的存在就成了奥秘，因为他将自己隐藏了。
And God himself become mysterious God.
神就变成一个奥秘的神。
So if you are trying to play a game of hide and seek,
如果你想要玩捉迷藏。
God himself, you can never find him.
如果神隐藏了自己，你永远都找不到他。
And God is always a winner.
神永远都是赢的那一方。
God can find you, no matter where you hide, God can find you.
不论你躲在哪里，神都可以找到你。
The Bible says in the last days, if you hide in the top of the star, right, in the moon, God is going to track you down.
圣经告诉我们在末日的时候，就算你躲在星星上或是月亮上，神都会把你拉下。
Or you take a submarine, right? And hide in the bottom of the ocean.
或是你乘坐潜水艇躲在海底。
God is going to drag you out.
神会把你拉起。
No matter where you are, God can find you.
不论你躲在何处，神都可以找到。
Because in the eyes of God, everything is transparent.
因为在神眼中，他可透视一切。
That is so-called the Almighty God.
这就是全能的神。
So if you try to play the hide and seek, definitely you are a loser.
如果你想要与神玩捉迷藏，你一定是输的那一方。
But God himself, you cannot know him.
如果神要隐藏自己的话，那你没有办法认识他。
And let us think about a question: Why God want to hide himself?
让我们思想这个问题：神为什么要自隐？
Maybe it's very similar to why God want to use a parable to talk about a lot of mystery of the kingdom of God.
这与神喜爱用比喻来讲述天国道理是一样的。
That is the way to tell the people in the world.
他是用这种方式告诉世上的人。
Whether you can know God or not is not in your own control.
你能不能认识神不是由你操控的。
Whether you can know God or not is in the control of God himself.
你能不能认识神乃是在神手中。
So today you and I can know God.
今天你与我能够认识神。
You have nothing to boast about. I have nothing to boast about.
我们无所自夸。
It is not because I am smart, you are smart.
不是因为我聪明或者是你聪明。
It is because God revealed himself to you.
是因为神向我们显现。
So only through God's revelation, you are able to know him more and know him deeper.
只有神向我们显现他自己，我们才能够更深入的了解他。
So in the book of 1 Corinthians say, those who wise would be better turn into the fool so that they can become wise.
所以哥林多前书告诉我们，聪明有智慧的人最好可以成为愚笨的人，这样他们才可以亲近神。
We really cannot understand.
我们真的没有办法了解。
My IQ is over 300, right? So smart, like Einstein.
我的智商超过300，比爱因斯坦还要聪明。
You want me to pretend like a fool? How can it be?
你要我假装成为一个愚昧的人，怎么我不能做到
？You see, in the school, the academic achievement is so good, excellent.
你看我在学校的成就是这么的伟大。
And you want to consider me a fool? I cannot do that.
你要我成为一个愚昧的人，我做不到。
And how come the Bible says you have to return to be a fool so that you can be wise?
为什么圣经告诉我们要回归成为愚昧的人，才可以成为有智慧的人
？A fool means a person who is knowing nothing.
一个愚昧的人就表示你什么都不知道。
So in front of God, if you pretend I know everything,
如果在神面前你假装你万事都了解
，And God say, okay, if you know everything, I'm going to hide myself.
神就会说，如果你什么都知道的话，我就要隐藏我自己。
Because a person think he or she know everything, always the person have self-confident.
如果一个人自己觉得自己知晓万事，就会自满。
And also always feel I'm above everybody.
总会觉得我是在万人之上。
Because I know a lot and other people don't know.
因为我知道许多事，其他人都不了解。
So God hide himself.
所以神就会隐藏。
But one day we realized.
有一天我们就会明了。
Our knowledge is just like a drop of the water in the ocean.
我们自己的知识就好像大海中的一滴水。
We know there is a lot of things actually we don't know.
这世界上有许多事情都是我们不知道的。
So we become very humble.
所以我们就会谦卑。
And when we are humble and God reveal himself to us.
当我们谦卑了，神就会向我们展现他自己。
So when the wise turn into be a fool, and he will become a wise to know God.
所以当聪明的人转变成为愚笨的人，他就会在属灵上成为有智慧的人，认识神。
So we know a lot of people who are very smart in the world, and God revealed himself to this kind of people.
我们知道这世界上有许多非常聪明的人，神向他们展现他自己。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they are very humble.
因为他们非常的谦卑。
But you also can see a lot of people, they are very proud.
你也看到许多非常骄傲自满的人。
They try to use their ration to make a judgment whether there is God.
他们以自己的理论试着要辩论有没有神的存在。
And they drag that God from the throne in heaven and down to the laboratory and try to examine it by the and different analysis.
他把神从天上的宝座带到他们的实验室里，想要分析神到底存不存在。
And eventually, the conclusion there is no God.
最后的结论就是没有神。
Is there no God?
真的没有神吗
？God hide himself.
是神隐藏了他自己。
So God was laughing at the person.
神其实是在嘲笑那个人。
I am here.
我就在这里。
Who are you?
你以为你是谁？
So God hide himself.
所以神就隐藏了他自己。
Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2.
箴言第二十五章第二节。
This is the second reason why God hide himself.
箴言二十五章第二节讲的是神，是第二个神隐藏自己的原因。
Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2.
箴言第二十五章第二节。
It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of king.So you see, the glory of man is different from the glory of God.
所以我们看到人的荣耀与神的荣耀是不相同的。
Right? If you can got 10 PhD, that you must be very glorious.
如果你可以得到十个博士学位，你就是非常荣耀的。
Because you are very smart.
你非常聪明。
You understand a lot of things which nobody understands.
你了解许多别人无法了解的事。
So search out the matter. It's the glory of king. Maybe it's the glory of you.
所以将是查清是君王的荣耀，或许是你的荣耀。
But you have to think about.
但是你要思想。
And who hides the glory? Who hides the secret?
谁隐藏奥秘？
Who conceal a matter?
谁隐藏事情
？It is God Himself.
是神他本身。
Sometimes I look into our church brother who is in a medical study.
有时候我看教会一位弟兄，他是在医学院念书。
Oh, spend so much time invest in medical study.
教会一些在医学院念书的弟兄们，他们花许多时间在这方面。
And eventually become a specialist, focus in one area.
最后成为一个有特殊技能的人，在某方面。
Either you are neurologist or you are surgeon.
专注在某方面，或许是神经学方面，或者是。是外科医生。
You almost cannot see a person who is almighty. You can cure all different kind of sickness.
你没有办法在这世上找到一个人，他是全能的，可以医治所有的疾病。
When you see your family doctor, if they find out something wrong with you, they will recommend you to a specialist.
当你去看你的家庭医生，如果发现你有什么病症的话，他会。介绍你去看一个特殊方面。
So you know, human beings, we are limited.
我们知道我们人的能力是有限度的。
And God conceals a matter. This is a glorious God.
神就向我们隐藏许多事情，这就是神的荣耀。
So this is chapter 45, verse 1 to verse 14 to verse 25.
这就是这里这些就解释了第。四十五章第十四到二十五节。
Verse 18 to 25, God is a superior over old idol.
第十八节开始就讲述神是超越所有偶像的。
Let's see verse 21.
请看第二十一节。
45 verse 21.
第四十五章第二十一节。
Declare what?Is to be presented. Let them take counsel together. Who foretold this long ago, and who declared it from the distant past? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no God apart from me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none but me. God continued to proclaim, "There is none but me." He is the only one God.
神继续宣告，除我以外再没有别神，他是独一的真神。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
Because he is the only one God, so he deserves our praise and worship.
因为他是独一的神，所以我们要敬拜，敬拜他。
Verse 23 and 24.
第二十三节，第二十四节。
By myself I have sworn, my mouth has uttered all integrity, a word that will not be revoked. Before me every knee shall bow, by me every tongue will swear. Now, every knee should bow. Bow means kneel down.
万膝必向他跪拜、oh. 就是要跪下的意思。
So in our church, this type of prayer is the most biblical. We kneel down to show our respect to God.
所以我们教会的祷告是最有圣经根据的，我们向神跪下，展现我们对他的敬拜。
We are about 1995.
在1995年的时候，
I visited an Ivory Coast in Africa.
我去非洲墓道。
There was a true seeker actually went there from China.
有一个中国大陆去的慕道者。
And he returned the Bible to us.
他把圣经还给我们。
Because the previous trip a missionary gave him a copy of Bible.
因为之前的圣职人员送了他一本圣经。
And we asked him why you returned the Bible to us.
我问他你为什么要把圣经归还我们呢？
He said, during the Cultural Revolution, I kneel so much, kneel down so much. And right now I worship Jesus, I still have to kneel down, I cannot do that.
他说在文化大革命的时候我跪了许久，现在我还要再向主耶稣跪拜，我没有办法做到。
He knelt down in the Cultural Revolution is to man.
当他在文化大革命时跪拜的是人。
But right now we knelt down is to God. It's different.
但是我们现在跪拜的是神。
He is
the
Almighty God.
他是全能的神。
The best posture you can show your reverence is to knelt down.
最能够展现我们敬畏的姿势就是跪拜的姿势。
And they will say to of me, the Lord alone are righteous and strength. And all who have raged against him will come to him and be put to shame. Verse 25.
第二十五节。
But in the Lord, all the descendants of the Israelites will be found righteous and will exalt.
第二四节，人论我说公义能力唯独在乎耶和华，人都必归向他，凡向他发怒的必致蒙羞。第二十五节，以色列的后裔都必因耶和华得称为义，并要夸耀。
Okay, we still have 3 more minutes. Let's go 1 more chapter.
我们还有三分钟，让我们再看下一章。
We have to be faster, huh?
我们要快点。
那 chapter 46.
第四十六章。
Chapter 46 is a warning.Of the idol worshipper from the Babylon.
第四十六章是向拜偶像的巴比伦人民发出的警告。
He's talking about Lord's superiority over Babylon's God.
讲神是超越巴比伦诸神的。
And Babylon God is idol.
巴比伦诸神就是偶像。
And he is the Almighty God, so it's not comparable.
而我们的神是全能的神，这些偶像没有办法与他比较。
Let's see verse 10.
请看第十节。
Chapter 46, verse 10.
第四十六章第十节。
I make known the end from the beginning, and from ancient time what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. My purpose will stand.And then I will do all that I please.
我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。
So God has authority over everything.
所以神有掌管一切的权柄。
So He is superior than the idol.
所以他比起偶像来是更优越的。
You know, a few years ago, there was an earthquake in Kobe in Japan.
知道在几年前在日本有一个大地震。
And there was a very good business.After the earthquake,
但是这地震之后，经济发展就非常好。
那
有一个
certain profession are very good in business.
地震之后就有一个事业的发展非常的好。
You know what's that?
你知道是什么方面
？To repair the idol.
就是。
Repair the idol. 修理呀。
是修理那些偶像。
Because in Japan there was a lot of shrine.
因为在日本有许多寺庙。
When the earthquake very strong, all the idol fall down.
当这个地震非常严重的时候，所有的偶像都倒了。
Some the neck were broken, some the hand were broken, some the leg were broken, some the waist were broken.
有些脖子断裂了，有些手断裂了，或者是脚。
So they have to invite an expert to repair it.
所以他们要请专家来修复这些偶像。
And after work is well done, and put it back, and start to worship again.
当他们修复完成之后，再把它放回去继续敬拜。
They just cannot understand.
他们就是没有办法明了。
Hi, the Almighty God is superior than the idol.
他们没办法了解全能的神是超越所有偶像的。